Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Lou Dobbs is going to be next here on the Dom Show. I want to talk with him about inflation and his big interview with President Trump, his podcast, The Great America Show with Lou Dobbs, loudobbs.com. But I just saw this, Dan. And Joe Biden backs me up. He just said moments ago, I'm coming to your call too, Sid and others. VP Harris is an exceptional lawyer. She will advise him in his decision on who to nominate to the Supreme Court. Bang! Where are all these predictors saying he's going to pick Harris? Well, is Harris going to say, put me on the Supreme Court? That's what he's going to go with? Is that a tell? As I've been saying, it's not going to be Harris. You're not going to get rid of her that way. Yeah, but they know that, all that stuff. That doesn't matter. Politics of identity gives you leverage. All right, so let's go to Sid in Honeybrook on our side question before we get to Lou Dobbs, which is, give us your favorite anti-hero in all of fiction, whatever it might be. Sid's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Sid, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. My favorite is from a book. I think he's the ultimate anti-hero. It's Lucifer from Paradise Lost.
Well, that is a great, it's one of the few poems of that length I didn't reject in school. So, yeah, you think he's an anti-hero, though. What's his backstory that makes Lucifer have some good side?
He's the ultimate rebel. He doesn't give up. He never stops.
All right. You're making a pretty good case.
I can't support it.
Lucifer. Tom Giordano Show gave a prize today for Lucifer.
Yeah, the best anti-hero of all time, Lucifer.
Lucifer. No. Tom Giordano says you got to love Lucifer.
Come on now.
All right. We might not be able to go with that. Here's Mr. Lou Dobbs, the impresario of the Great America Show with Lou Dobbs, loudobbs.com. Great podcast. Hey, Lou, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Great to be with you, Dom. Boy, that was a scary intro there, that Lucifer thing going on.
Hey, Lou, try on your podcast. We do a side question, like, you know, just a fun thing at the end of your call. And today happens to be your favorite anti-hero. I'm sure Lou Dobbs must have one over the years.
Well, I've got some great heroes, but I don't think too much about the anti-heroes.
All right.
They all seem to gather in one place, corporate America.
Well, the Chamber of Commerce, whoever the president, notice I didn't say the U.S. Chamber of Commerce because they're not, whoever the president is of that institution at that moment, that's one of your all-time putting on the map for me. I never forgot that. You were second to none. Nobody was saying that then about how traitorous to what is their mission they were, Lou.
Yep.
And it played out into your big, big thing around. And nobody was ahead on the border, which is still ongoing. I mean, it was fabulous to see the traction you got on that. So with this podcast, though, last time we talked, there's not those pesky producers in your ears saying you got to wrap it up or whatever they're telling
Watch
you.
Watch yourself.
There you go. I ignore them too, Lou. You did talk radio too. You know, in talk radio, the host is king. Sometimes on TV, those executive producers and all seem to have too much power, I think. But with a podcast, you do whatever you want, right?
Yeah, you know, I think of podcasting now that I've had a 2 whole months of experience with Dom. I think of it as humane radio, where the host isn't interfered with, isn't subject to these time constraints.
Yes,
you know, you have free range.
Oh yeah, that's the beauty of it, Lou. So let's start with the interview with President Trump. I think Jimmy Kimmel took a shot at the two of you. Your name was out there in his monologue last night. You want to Google that. It's not for family consumption, but Kimmel's saying.
Well, Kimmel, in my opinion, isn't for consumption by anyone.
Who is consuming that guy?
Yeah, who is consuming Jimmy Kimmel? But, Lou, what did you take away from this interview with Trump? I know there was a little bit of a look back at 2020, but what did you take away from where Donald Trump is at this point?
Yeah, I have to tell you, he was in. I think if you listen to the president, he's in great shape. He's in great form, and he has great energy. He sounds like a man to me who isn't going to let go of even 1 ounce of influence over first the 2022 election. Certainly, he's trying to shape that and to rid the Republican Party of as many rhinos as he possibly can, and has, as you know, a pretty darn good start on it. And that makes me think that he is probably going to be the candidate in 2024, because everything points in that same direction. He's in great spirits. He's clear. You said it was a look back at the 2020 election. But in his way, he cast it as a forward-looking view. That is, he believes history will prove him exactly right about the election, the fraud that was committed, and what should have been an outcome that favored him rather than Joe Biden.
Well, I would say this, Lou, that one of the things he's doing that's smart doesn't help in Pennsylvania. We have to win the governor's race. But in some of these states, the Secretary of State is an elective office. The other side thinks this is the end of democracy because Trump and others get that, because here, the Secretary of State, Lou, I'm not sure if that was on your radar, she got bounced after the election. She was, she was so intent on all of her shenanigans, 3 days late, no signature, everything counts, that her office didn't do their constitutional duty and publicize the measure that was going to give a day in court to children who were allegedly sexually abused. And as a result of that, they have to wait 2 more years for the day in court. She just didn't put it in the newspapers as she was supposed to. So the Secretary of State is a key office. And I know they're zoning in Arizona and other places, and rightfully so.
Yeah, the idea that secretaries of state have control over an election, you know, their administrative roles in
yes.
nearly every state in the union. It is the state legislature that has responsibility. And I know this has been a great conflict in the state of Pennsylvania, but the Republican Party bears great responsibility for what happened there. The Democrats outsmarted them. But the fact is, Republicans had an ability to cure, to remedy all of it, and move ahead. They didn't, and shame on them. Both parties are in league with, you know, this office holding and perpetuity. I don't know if we need term limits or if we just need to turn the rascals out. But the truth of the matter is, we have to have an election day. It's required by the Constitution, by the way. It isn't one of those free choice, whatever's available. There's no excuse for what the Democratic Party did. They were masterful at it, but it really did create a mess across the country. Whether doing it the correct way, the legal way, the appropriate way would have changed the outcome, I can't speak to that. But I can tell you it's a shame what the Democratic Party is responsible for in the election of 2020.
Now, Lou, I don't know if on your podcast you talk about what I think of Lou Dobbs, the combination of politics and the economy and issues like that. But inflation, sure. Lou, I will admit to, now maybe you saw it differently, I thought it was going to take longer to catch up with Joe Biden. In other words, you know, people were seeing their paycheck go up a little bit in some circumstances. He wasn't putting a, quote, direct tax on them that they could see. And the inflation right. thing, but the American people have proven a lot smarter, and he has proven more incompetent than I thought, how ferocious inflation is. and it is just not going away anytime soon.
No, it is not. And I have to say that inflation is pernicious. It raises the prices of everything, gasoline, groceries, automobiles. And by the way, we already had inflationary forces at work before the monetary impact occurred. And that is, of course, through supply chain disruption, which really means that all of those factories that corporate America, the Chamber of Commerce and Business Roundtable sent to overseas cheap labor markets, you know, when they broke down, because they're far away, first of all, we hadn't been building factories. President Trump had been talking for 4 years, buy America, buy America, and put your damn factories in the United States. End outsourcing, end offshoring. Let's onshore and let's make certain that we keep good middle class jobs for working Americans in this country.
Exactly. And he brought fresh eyes to it. It was there to be done, just like Reagan brought fresh eyes to bringing down the Soviet Union. Trump yep. said manufacturing can come back here. He was on his way to doing it. It is one of the great things that he did. Lou, the Supreme Court now, this appears to be a blah nomination to replace Breyer, unless Joe Biden mm-hmm. has to overstep on the left. He just said right before you and I started to talk that Kamala Harris is going to advise him on nominees. I never thought that Harris was going to be the nominee in no way, shape, or form, simply because she won't go, and publicly taking her out of there for Hillary Clinton or something. I don't think people understand how strong the racial identity category is for the Democrat Party. It would be very hard to dislodge her, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. And secondly, she doesn't have the attention span for the job. I mean, for crying out loud, she's mucking up a vice presidential role. That's about as...
Yes,
it's just about as easy a task as anyone can get in elected politics. To think of her sitting day after day pondering cases in the Supreme Court, I don't think so. unless they throw a party every week, I don't know. That'd be probably a breach of tradition at the Supreme Court. But it just isn't her thing, I believe, is the way to put it.
Exactly. Parting area for you, Lou. We're noticing with my callers, et cetera, we're not seeing anything remotely like it used to be. We have to stop Putin, Ukraine, et cetera. I'm not saying people say, let Putin just come into Ukraine. Don't arm them as much as we possibly can. But the Trump impact, we're not going to put American lives in one way or another. We could do that every day around the world. And yet, inside the Republican Party, there's still a few voices like that. But basically, the Republican Party is not gung-ho, and conservatives certainly are not. And I'm wondering what your sense of that is.
I think you're exactly right. And I think that it is the Trump effect. He awakened a lot of people to the folly of the Bush administration, to the Obama administration, whether in Syria with his red lines and all of the nonsense and claptrap, Democrat or Republican. But it's time for for any president to understand sending 8,500 troops, 50,000 troops, because somebody is upset about a gas pipeline, a natural gas pipeline in Germany, is bull. This is their problem, and they're going to have to take responsibility. We're part of NATO. I think Biden has done the correct thing to put a aircraft carrier in there under the control of NATO. What transpires is up to NATO and Europe. This has nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with whether or not Europe wants to really be a modern, evolving form of the United States, only larger and more populous.
Exactly right. The Great America Show with Lou Dobbs. Find it at loudobbs.com. So what's on the agenda coming up, Lou? What are you exploring on your podcast, do you think?
Well, we're exploring, obviously with President Trump, and I would urge everybody to listen to that podcast. He was fantastic. But we're looking at what is happening at the local level. We're talking to Carrie Lake, running for the U.S. Senate in Arizona, one of the bright young stars who's is in a very it's a very difficult primary race for the nomination. But that's going to be the case, I think, in states all over the country. We're looking at that. We're looking at the national security, the illegal immigration issues. And if you can imagine this, we're going to be focusing on China and Russia, the red storm rising from the west and the east. And this administration that seems to be oblivious.
Absolutely. Lou, I'm thrilled that you have this platform, The Great America Show with Lou Dobbs at loudobbs.com. And thank you, as always, for coming on today.
You're a great friend. Thanks so much, Dom. Enjoyed it.
Lou Dobbs here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, I just saw this, and we'll try to get the sound. So I think the breaking news is Biden saying that Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris, will help him to vet and who they should have as a nominee is exactly where I thought this was going to go. You're not going to get her out of the VP thing. She thinks she'll be president if she can just hold on to the racial identity battle there. And Hillary Clinton becoming president? I don't think so, at least this way. But Dan on The View, I told you about one of them. On The View today.
Real quick, I have that Biden audio. Here's that.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Leading scholars and lawyers. I also consult with leading scholars and lawyers. And I'm fortunate to have advising me in this selection process, Vice President Kamala Harris. She's an exceptional lawyer. Former Attorney General of the State of California, former member of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
There you go. Does that sound like she's going to advise, put me in there, coach? I don't think so. She doesn't want to do that. And that's why they're giving her this role. Boy, how can she squeeze that in with the border czar role and the infrastructure role, whatever the other roles are? All right, so Whoopi, and we'll try to play this coming up, with the Supreme Court as a backdrop on The View, accuses Clarence Thomas of being a race traitor, and Coney Barrett of being a traitor to women. God, how does this succeed with American women? 855-839-1210. Dr. Marty coming at 1:30, but your calls are next. Side question, hit us with that anti-hero. I don't think Lucifer, even in Milton's great poem, I don't know.
I mean, there's a show on Netflix where he's the main character, and he's the he's an anti-hero there. But talking about the big book, no, it doesn't work.
Yeah, I don't know that Milton wants you to think of him as the anti. He just wants to give you a bit of a backstory. The ultimate rebel, I don't know.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. I'm looking at this, you know, just the insanity of Philadelphia. We're just getting this, Dan and I, but this big city council committee has released their big awaited report, 18 months of exhaustive detail of why people are killing each other in Philadelphia. Okay? Now, one of the things that came up here is that illegal guns are not being prosecuted thoroughly. They're not getting a big conviction rate. Krasner's office then says there's a little research supporting the approach. They noted one category of gun possession, carrying without a license, was a felony in Philadelphia, but a misdemeanor in the rest of the state. They called that legislative decision inequitable and obviously racist. And they believe the police department's focus on arresting people for that crime is having no effect on the gun violence crisis. Notice what I'm saying here. This creep, no matter what, is always firing away at everybody else. But the silliness of this, the recommendations are all the use. Spend more money in communities. More midnight basketball. We'll give you them as we read throughout the show. The prosecutors then attack the police. They secure arrest in fewer than 20% of non-fatal shootings, saying the police department should focus more on investigating those more serious, violent, and traumatic crimes. Hey, your office sucks. That's one thing they have a problem with. And two, the, quote, community won't tell them anything. How are you going to prosecute when you can't figure out who's doing it? It's just stunning. And I'm supposed to sit here and hear these Republicans tell me, well, you know, we have this amendment 2 years from now, and if we're elected, et cetera. No, no, no. We have it right in front of us. And Dan, a guy I really liked, Dr. Don.
Can we just highlight that one DA office quote again? Just the quote, we do not believe that arresting people and convicting them for illegal gun possession is a viable strategy to reduce shootings.
Yeah, right. But it's a felony here in Philadelphia.
Wow.
So you're in Philadelphia the last time. If the rest of the state doesn't do it, but if you're here in Philadelphia it's a felony.
I'm just trying to make it clear here with the Krasner line of thinking. So essentially they're going full bore against legal guns, but at the same time saying that they're not going to prosecute illegal guns?
Yes, and the argument is that somehow or another in the rest of the state it's a more minor crime. But he says under Philadelphia law, it's a felony. Well, you're in Philadelphia.
Who buys this crap, man? I'm getting to the point where I just see this, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well, you know what, Dan? With all due respect, let's try to get this guy on from Representative Curtis Jones. This is his big thing from city council. 18 months on this. I bet they spent $250,000 to $500,000 on this. Give me, just a couple free lunches with people. Give me a half hour. We'll have the report. Just take out
it's
a billboard.
Very hard right now for me not to curse.
Yeah, I'll take a billboard out, as many as I can, or I'll stand up on the top of the billboard with a giant sign, impeach Krasner. There you go. There's my report. But you're right. What difference does it make what they do in the rest of the state if it's a felony here? This is like blaming Oaks, Pennsylvania again, I guess. But there's 35 recommendations. I don't see anything in here about the DA's office. I'm just kind of thumbing through at this point. But it's just stunning. And we'll give you the details on this. I got to print it and take more of a look. But first, before we get your side question, so it's more Joy Behar today. They go after the Supreme Court. Clarence Thomas is a traitor to his race. Let's think about how insufferable that is. Joy Behar, a white woman, can intuit that, yeah, he's a traitor to African Americans, huh? Then she bounces into Coney Barrett is a traitor to women. Here is Joyless Joy.
What about this Tim Scott from Florida Republican who says that, I'll read it to you. He says Biden's pick would be a radical liberal with extremist views.
Well, what else is he going to say?
One thing suggested are amazing.
Katanji, Rick Scott, yeah. Katanji, Judge Jackson clerked for Judge Breyer, mm-hmm. Justice Breyer.
Yeah.
And so that would be a wonderful way of continuing his legacy.
But, you know, these guys, they're going to say anything. They're going to try to make it like she didn't earn her way
right there.
That's why I started the conversation by saying, you know, they're talking about it as an affirmative action. Not only is that just...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're saying. I mean, it's just and that's why I said, listen, 111 years, we're way past affirmative action.
You could make the case that somebody like Amy Coney Barrett was put in there because she's a white woman who they say, well, she'll go against abortion rights, and she's a woman. So that was deliberate, I think. Clarence Thomas, a black guy, a black man, a justice, okay, I'll give it to him. He's a smart guy. But he is to the right of Attila the Hun, this guy, and they put him in there thinking, oh, a black man will go against voting rights, which is what he does.
And it was a terrible...
And it's a very tricky business they're pulling over there when you think about it. Not to mention the fact that Mitch McConnell has no concept of the law when it comes to the Supreme Court.
They know the law. They're not following it. Well, they don't want to follow it.
No, and he's allowed to not follow it.
It's terribly disrespectful to appoint someone like Clarence Thomas with his philosophies to the seat of Thurgood Marshall, a civil rights.
I know.
Yes.
And also with his wife's,
right there.
With his wife's activities involving the insurrection.
Yeah, let's not even get into
something
that, because that's
really
the whole show. And all we have to do is start talking about her, and we'll be here the rest.
Yeah, we should talk about that sometime.
Not today. We'll be right back.
Let's talk about that.
Now they want to remove Clarence Thomas, Dan, because his wife is connected to January 6th. There's no evidence of her, of any criminal or anything else. And I wanted to mention, this January 6th stuff is now being used. If you are connected in any way, shape, or form, there is a brouhaha over in Bucks County with a friend of the show, Jim Worthington, who runs the NAC, which is one of America's great, not just fitness centers, but unbelievable stuff that he does there. So as we understand it, there was a brouhaha last couple nights, about should he have the right to do a gun show there. And this is legal. I don't know if it's been done there before, but this progressive woman running for Congress on the Democrat side in Bucks County says, how can you allow a guy who booked people on buses to go to the Capitol for Trump's speech, et cetera, to do a gun show? Just imagine the community being at risk. The broader thing is not just Jim. It's about the idea. Now, if you stormed the Capitol, if you were in there, you know my feeling on that, full prosecution under the law. But if you went to Washington or even brought people in buses, they want to say now you cannot participate in ordinary things that other Americans can. You're out of bounds forever now. That's what the big picture is. So we're working on that. As far as this exchange, though, just the craziness of it, of course, here's the thing I wanted to put in, and maybe we'll talk about it. I'm going to count out loud in my head, or count. One of the things that every time this comes up, Dan, that I am amazed at how this happened, and it's a positive in its own way, I think, is that the Supreme Court routinely has had now for a while 6 or 7 Catholics on the Supreme Court. And Catholics used to be a group that was kept off. Now, they range from what I think are more conservative Catholics like Clarence Thomas to Sotomayor, who's also a Catholic. But what are the odds? 6 out of 9 were Catholic. Roberts is a Catholic, Alito. Gorsuch is Protestant, Coney Barrett, deeply Catholic, you know, the whole thing. That's a remarkable thing of how the faith has spread, or what it tells you the importance of it as a political bloc. And that's why it's so important for Joe Biden to say he's a Catholic. I'll give you more on that, but Dr. Marty McCarry is coming up.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, welcome in, everyone. Dr. Marty McCarry from Johns Hopkins back with us on the Dom Giordano Show. He's the author of the bestseller, The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare. And how so far ahead of his time, every time I talk with him about obesity, related and other health comorbidities to COVID. Let's go to Dr. Marty on Talk Radio 1210. Dr. Marty, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you again, Dom.
Well, your most recent piece, Marty, at the Wall Street Journal again, the high cost of disparaging natural immunity to COVID. When I read this, you've been talking about this, you really have put the marker on it, second to none. And just the lack of research by Fauci on a lot of these things, a lot of the issues that you bring up.
Well, Dom, thanks for your interest in this topic. You know, no one else really has been interested in talking about it at the NIH or CDC. Every time we bring up the fact that natural immunity appears to be very effective, because we have not seen people get reinfected and end up in the ICU on a ventilator. We've never really seen that, with ultra rare exceptions. So doctors on the ground and nurses know that natural immunity appears to be clinically working. So the public health leaders we have been dangling the idea that we just don't know and that it's an unknown. Well, do their study. How hard is it to go out there and recruit people who were infected 2 years ago and test their blood? So my research team did that, and there's also other new data which has come out that I summarize in the article, showing that natural immunity is effective, it's durable, and by the way, it's 3 to 4 times more effective than vaccines. So those who were fired, ironically, who had natural immunity, the employers got rid of the workers who were least likely to spread the infection when they fired folks with natural immunity. That's the great irony. They need to be reinstated, and they deserve an apology.
Yeah, and you reference in your piece a guy that Dan and I are trying to contact for something we're doing that I'm a big fan of as a talk radio guy, Jason Rantz, out there in Seattle, who, to your point, was talking about the people that got fired and how the hospital there, medical workers fired in compliance with Governor Jay Inslee, how they welcomed them back with certain provisos, agree to stay home if symptoms worsen, et cetera, but they wanted them back with even mild to moderate illness could work.
That's the great irony. This is a manufactured crisis. These vaccine mandates are resulting in nurses and healthcare workers being fired, even though the vast majority have natural immunity, and many of whom can prove it with antibodies in their system. And what's happened is the staffing crisis has gotten so bad at some hospitals, they're telling the staff that are remained, come back to work and work, even if you're COVID positive, even if you have symptoms, wear a mask and try to you know, avoid the immunosuppressed vulnerable patients. That's how bad it's gotten.
Well, not surprising. I wanted to ask you, and you're not here on the ground with this type of stuff, but I can broaden it out. We have a showdown here in the Philadelphia area, Dr. Marty, with a federal judge who's intervened in a school district after the state governor said that masking could be optional for kids in the school. They went optional. So the lawsuit is for kids that have disabilities and the like. I didn't even know if they're immunocompromised in great numbers. And we've seen a walkout of students yesterday who want masks optional in the school. We see the federal case of parents now lining up on the other side under the Americans with Disabilities Act. And I thought the science was indicating here that the only thing might be effective with masking minimally, I think, are the surgical masks, if you will. Is that what the data shows to your satisfaction in schools?
That's right. The cloth masks are really doing nothing to reduce transmission. And so if somebody is around someone who had COVID, they should wear a quality mask. The problem is we can't have kids wear masks forever. And guess what? While we may not have Omicron next year, we're going to have another virus. We're going to have rhinovirus and influenza. So what do we have to make a decision. Are we going to mask kids K through 12 their entire childhood, or are we going to make it optional and use masks selectively when there's an active outbreak? And that's a decision. That's a decision point that nobody is really being honest about, because if you look at the totality of data, it turns out that kids are suffering right now. A quarter of American kids have depression. Kids are not supposed to be depressed. This is the U.S. Surgeon General's report under the Biden administration. A quarter of the kids have depression. And kids are trying to kill themselves, and we're seeing significant cognitive and motor delays, according to the Brown University study. So we've got to look at all of the data and the entire person, not just viral replication.
And the point, the other point, Dr. Marty, is I've only worn that kind of mask once, you know, just because I try to be up on whatever I'm talking about here. I can't imagine having elementary school kids wear that form of masking that we're talking about that is more effective for 7 or 8 hours a day. I just don't see how they would be an effective learner, et cetera. They wouldn't.
I see doctors and nurses loosen or rip off their N95 masks towards the end of a long shift because they're hard to wear. Now, it looks like every person at every age, some people do well with masks and others really struggle. So, we got to think about these issues, and I don't think we are.
Parting area for you, how is the research going or the gear up for it? I've forgotten since the last time we talked where you are with that at Johns Hopkins.
Yes, our big study on natural immunity should come out next week, I suspect on Thursday, in one of our top medical journals. And I can tell you in a preliminary glance that natural immunity appears to be very effective and durable long term.
That will be part of your legacy. Not that you're not going to be around doing things for a long time, but I'm just amazed. It's like, where did Dr. Marty McCarry come from? Where did you come from before these years? You were at Johns Hopkins and all, but what were you doing, Dr. Marty? And then, bang, you were in the center of our universe, particularly with our listeners. You are one of the most credible sources on any subject that we could find. What were you doing?
Well, I was doing health policy research, and my area has been public policy. I'm also clinically a surgeon. I don't spend a lot of time doing surgery anymore, but I run a research team at Hopkins. And before that, I was at Georgetown and the Harvard School of Public Health and Thomas Jefferson Medical School right there in Philadelphia.
All right. Well, the price we pay, will there be any more of that coming out in the future? Because I'd have to tell you, obesity, and I get why, it's very difficult on the weight issue. Everybody's sensitive to it. But when Meatloaf died, that was your name was one of the first things I thought about. I don't know if he died of COVID or not. I think so. But I think of the comorbidities that were there over the course of his life and the health risk that was put in. And you would hope out of this, that would be the silver lining, that Americans realize some of the things. This really underlines our chronic health conditions, what's happened here.
Well, that's right. And ultimately, we need to talk about something we've never talked about during COVID, and that is the best predictor of outcomes with any infection, any disease, is always what your underlying health status is. And we've not been honest about that, or the fact that obesity is an inflammatory state, and that may be why they're at high risk, and that food is medicine. And we've got to start talking about that issue.
Definitely. The price we pay, what broke American healthcare. Dr. Marty, thank you. And we really look forward to, I hate to admit, I'm going to read the medical. I'm not a doctor anywhere near it, but I will read it word by word because I love the details that are in there. And I guess we'll be ready for the all-out assault. The Fauciites out there will be sharpening their knives this week.
Well, great to be with you, Dom. Thanks for having
me. Thanks, Dr. Marty. Dr. Marty McCarry here on Talk Radio. Yeah, where was he, Dan, all this time? He's over at Tom. Well, he could have gotten a house call. All right, so let's mark that one down on Thursday. We'll see that from Dr. Marty. Big study from Johns Hopkins on the natural immunity front, which is critical here. All right, side question coming to you next. Hit us with that anti-hero. Dan, how about defining, Dan Time with Dom first.
Yeah.
Then the anti, well, how could I, that's the ultimate anti-hero. Dan Time is the anti-hero concept. There is some good there. A brief definition of what we're looking for in an anti-hero.
Just a person that's morally repugnant. Someone that in any kind of instance, you could not find yourself supporting them, but they're written so well in a fictional piece that you find yourself cheering them on and hoping that they succeed.
Yes, there's a backstory, a good somewhat there, or you enjoy them so much, you throw aside your usual criticism, right?
Yeah.
I think. Like the Jennings and the Americans, you know, they're Russian spies. Yeah, but it's riveting. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Dan Time with Dom next on Talk Radio 1210. I wish you would step back
from that ledge, my friend. That's right. It's that time of the afternoon that you love so much when producer Dan Borowski takes over the Dom Giordano program to bring you some Dan Time with Dom. And I'm going to tie this in with our last guest, Dr. Marty McCarry, Dom. During the coronavirus, I think all of us can agree, whether you're left or right, that stress has gone through the roof. It's kids staying at home, you know, there's money issues, you can't go to the store, find something you like. So, Dom, I got to ask first off, before I get into where I'm going, has your stress gone up in the coronavirus? And if it has, how have you found yourself dealing with it?
I'd have to answer honestly, no, it hasn't gone up. I'm being, you know, other than in the early stages, I'd say this, X number of months when we didn't know scientifically a lot of stuff, it goes up about not wanting to be around, you know, all people, places, and things that who knows what the causal element was. But then after that, I can't say honestly, it's not stress, it's just how limiting it is.
Yeah.
And also the insanity of trying to say it's about science when it's not. But I'm not going to be one of those people that says, no, Dan, it's I have a blessed situation.
Well,
so
you have adult children, correct? So
yes.
There's no
yes.
little ones running around. But a lot of the stress out there is coming from mothers, right?
Yes.
I don't
yes.
know if you saw this, but up in Boston, this went viral. So about 20 mothers had decided to ditch their duties. They've had to hold in all the stress. They've had the children to raise, careers to build, chores to finish. For nearly 2 years, they say that they've been trapped. But one night this month, 20 mothers in a certain school district left their children at home and decided to head to a high school football field to do this, Dom. Just stand in a circle and scream. Primal screams. Let all the anger out. They said that it normalized their anger. First of all, I don't think you should be normalizing anger, but Dom.
Right.
Should we do a Dom show, stand in a circle, go out to like Cheltenham High School and just yell at each other for, you know, a couple seconds?
That's right, Cheltenham High School. That's a good one. Yeah, my only stress level right now, but I don't feel that way because I know what I do in situations like this, are these people that don't get it about Krasner and are just making excuses and the just unrelenting nature. I just know what I'm going to do. I don't care what the hell you say. When I see what the goal is, that's all I see. You're just in the way.
Well, I would say take what you're that primal screaming and yes. direct it towards finding out why you've been stressed to the point that you've been stressed to.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
Like
these,
I would guarantee that over half those mothers. I don't know if it's a conservative female thing to do to go out to a football field and scream like that. So I would assume that there's a good chunk of liberals in there, but none of them are going to question you know, why I'm here screaming in a field because I'm so stressed out. They just kind of go along with the ride and say, oh, this is how life is now, huh?
Yeah, connect the dots. And I don't think media helps to connect the dots enough, Dan, to your point.
Yep.
Who is it that's responsible for that?
And not only don't they not connect the dots, but the politicians do everything in their power to sully it, so it makes it even harder for people to connect the dots. And that's where I'm going to go next, Don, with Dan Time. Up in Canada, I don't know if you see what's playing out, but there's a whole trucker convoy. We're talking huge amounts of trucks. They're protesting Justin Trudeau's masking mandate.
Yes, I have seen it, yes.
Yeah, commercial truckers in between the territories up there. They can't pass if they're unvaccinated. Trudeau, as we were just speaking about, tried to sully the reputation of these truckers, trying to, you know, change the narrative to what he thinks is applicable. This is what Trudeau had to say.
The small fringe minority of people who are on their way to Ottawa or who are holding unacceptable views that they're expressing.
Well, I just want to know,
Dan, represent the views of Canadians who have been there for each other, who know that following the science and stepping up to protect each other is the best way to continue to ensure our freedoms, our rights, our values as a country.
Next question.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm waiting.
He didn't do it in French. That helps. And also, he didn't do it in blackface, I think, right? He has a tendency to want to do that.
And his eyebrows weren't falling off.
Yes, exactly right. It's the most attractive male, though, I think. But, you know.
Do you think we're ever going to get out of this kind of rut we've fallen into where just it's just blinders being pulled over the eyes of citizens left and right? And
no,
so,
and
how
I,
do we
and
get
I,
out of it?
And I think I'm writing myself a note. You try to do it. I try to do it, too. More of giving signals that people are not doing that, I think, is the way to go.
I mean, you look up in Canada, it's just citizens joining in with the brigade. It's overpasses are just full with people, you know, waving the Canada flag.
They might be good to get on.
Yeah.
We love truckers. Yeah.
Yeah.
And finally, they're leading the charge.
Maisie and I got to say, we got back into a show. The second season just returned this past weekend, I believe. Cheer on Netflix, Dom. It's a documentary that follows cheerleaders, a community college down in Texas. Is there anything less interesting, in your opinion, to follow? Because it's a fascinating show. And I got to ask you, Dom, if you were to follow a group of people or an individual for about 6 months to create a star, a documentary that takes off on Netflix,
yes,
for example, what would you go with?
Probably talk show producers.
No.
No.
We're boring.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'd go to the producer's lounge there, et cetera. You know what? I think nuns who haven't given up and are on the front lines.
Wow.
Yeah, that's where I'd go.
I want to see Nuns in a Covenant even more so.
Oh, well, all right. We're not going to go there. I will check that show out, though, as soon as I get done with Ozark. Those people have to work harder. I need 50 more episodes of Ozark.
I said Covenant. I meant Condon.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. All right, coming up. Jake Corman, is he the only Republican out there that gets it? We want to impeach Larry Krasner. He's the guy. And your calls next on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.